Yeah, I was thinking a little bit about the Masna Mashikasa B'Torah question that we had. The Masna Mashikasa B'Torah, the question of Kol Tanai Sheva Momon is Kayam. So I was thinking maybe if you learn, like you were saying yesterday, that the Edom are really only in support of the Tanai. I'm sorry, the Tainu. So then you could learn Kol Tanai Sheva Momon is Kayam means to say that you can always make a Tanai. That you will forego a zechus that you have, but if it, let me say, I have a certain zechus taina, and I'm going to forego that zechus taina under certain circumstances. So then the Edom are nothing. Now you're going to learn the Edom are only have impact or effect or reality, so to speak, in front of Beis Din because they're coming in through taina. So then maybe you can learn something like that. Kol Tanai Sheva Momon is Kayam. Of course, you can't define what Eidos is, but if Eidos is only in support of Taina, and Beis Din won't take Eidos if not Midin Taina, so then they can say, I'll give up this Zechus Taina unless unless I have these particular people. You know what I mean? Okay. All right. Let's take this next case. So it's a very difficult issue with this Gemara and the Gemara in Bava Basra. And all the Rishonim say that everybody talks about this and everybody gives answers. Nobody's too satisfied, except for the Rashba finally works out some gara. But it's an interesting thing. So let's start off with the case over here. So I told you to look through the next two cases because they kind of Rishonim used some of the information from both cases to analyze it. Plus, we'll just take the first case for us. So it goes like this. Ahu de Havli. So someone says to his friend, give me the money that I lent you. Ka'ani no sheba. Okay. So he says rhetorically, or Beloshon Taniya, haven't I already paid you back in front of Reuben and Shimon? Okay. Oma, os then, osu pony you pony. Pony you pony walk in, and they say, never happened. Okay. They say it never happened. Rashi, lo para lefanenu. Vizeh omer. Now this is already something extra Rashi is putting in, but and now he responds, no, he was either in front of him or not in front of them. I don't remember really. Right? O b'sneim, o shlo b'sneim for a sifa. Either way, I paid you back, whether it was in front of them or not. Okay. So, at least according to Rashi, how does it work out? The case is first, he says, I paid you back. He says it b'lashon to Mia. I mean, didn't I pay you back in front of Plony and Plony? And then when Plony and Plony walk in, he basically modifies it and say, well, whatever it is, I paid you back anyway. Yeah.
The doctor.
Particular people.
No, I was saying that there's a doctor.
So it's Aedes that refutes his claim, but now he's basically saying, well, I paid you back anyway. Okay. So it goes like this. So Sova Rav Sheshes Lameimar Puchsa Kaplan. Okay, in other words, once he said Rashi, once he said something that the Edom contradicted, he's Eino Ne'eman Afilu B'Shvua Loma Porasifa Shelo B'fneim Sherei Omar Porasifa B'fneim V'nims the Shaklan. Okay, so the Rosh Hashanah says, well, the reasonable thing, I would think that's a better parsha, that no, look, he was caught in a lie. First, he said, I paid you back in front of Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven and Shimon came in and said he didn't. So now he's not going to be believed, even with the shtua, to say he paid back. If he would have just said, I paid you back privately, he would have been believed with the shtua. He would have taken the hesed and he would have been out. But now he made a specific claim that was refuted. So now he's a kafman. And he can't say nigu because it's the makom eden. Right? You know what I mean by that?
Controversial? There was like a question?
What's that?
Like a controversial. He also, there was like some.
So it's interesting. It's interesting. The audio is not great on this. So I have a hard time hearing you perfectly, but sounds like you're suggesting maybe he wasn't saying it definitively. Like he was just floating that possibility.
Right.
I will come back to your question in a minute. So Rava says, Amale Rava, Kol Milsa, Galo Ramya, Ale, the Inish, Lava Daite. So Rava says something a little surprising. He says, anything is a principle. Anything a person is not thinking about, not on his head, he's not aware of. In other words, there are things that people do they're not aware of. If it's not on your head, you're not aware of it. And that is a timely tie-in to look like coming to matzah, that the Achronim say that if a person uses we're machmir on an Eina Ben Yomo during Pesach, right? But if you use an Eina Ben Yomo before Pesach, so it's lifgam, and we don't say chos of aniyah on that type of thing, right? So the shiloh always comes up if a person used, if a person prepared something for Pesach, and they think and they don't know if it was aniyah ben yom, right? You don't know if it was aniyah ben yom or not. Maybe it was a ben yom, we're not sure. So first of all, we say we don't use that stam kelim aniyah ben yom in this situation. But they say even more. They say even the person says, I know it wasn't in a ben yomo, we don't trust them because of this. Since you weren't, if at the time you were making it, you weren't thinking about Pesach, you were just in retrospect saying, yes, I remember, we don't trust you. Seems a little extreme, but that's what they, that's what I believe, that's what the Mishnah Berurah reports, this principle here. We say you're not trustworthy on it because you weren't really thinking about it. You weren't really, you're mixing up memories. You weren't really at the moment thinking about it. So Rav is saying the same thing. He's saying, now here's the big question. Who are we talking about? Shosi Rak. Kol Milsa Glo Romi Alei De Inish. He goes, Zeh. Shelo haya lo lomar parasicha be'edim. Shelo haya shelo amar lo zeh b'shas halva be'edim prali. Okay, so what does it mean? It means say this lova had no obligation to pay back in front of Eden because that wasn't part of the conditions of the loan. Hilkach lo som libo lizkor in be'edim para im shelo be'edim. So therefore, when he paid back, he didn't pay attention to whether he had Edom or not when he paid back, because it was not necessary. So if it was necessary, he'd be obsessed about it and he'd make sure to do it, and then he'd believe him. But since there's some kind, since it's not upon him, he doesn't have an obligation. He doesn't feel like he doesn't have that sense of fulfilling an obligation. So it's just a question of so that therefore we say it's lava date. Lo som hivo lizkor in Vedan part in Shalom Vedan. But Amar Vedan parasitha lava date ve'eno huksa kafrim b'shach. It's a tremendous, tremendous accommodation for people's faulty memories. And basically, he's saying, unless it was something of importance at the moment, we don't say that you're not considered a kafron unless it was something that we can say was consequential to you at the time, and therefore you have a claim to knowledge. But things that happen, things that occur throughout your day that are not consequential to you when they happen, you're not held responsible for mistakes about that. Well, we have to tighten that up. But basically, that's what he's saying. So it comes out like this. So what? Yeah, he said he paid him back in front of Adam, and the Adam say it's not true. So the Adam are right, and he's wrong. But was he a kafron? Can we say that now he was proven to be a liar about this event, a fabricator about this event, and therefore we can't trust him anymore? So Rava is saying no, because it was not a statement that had it was something that he claimed knowledge to, but it wasn't a but how do you define this? It's a funny kind of thing. Huh?
It's wild. He spoke. He came out. He took a side. And now he's going to get to go either way.
I mean, it's like if you said, I paid you back when it was raining, and then you checked the forecast, it wasn't raining.
Right, so the rain was not important. It was just some mixed memory. So, you know, it's an amazing statement, basically saying.
It's an immaterial fact?
People will cobble together memories, right, and create a false memory. But that's like, if that's when all of these events are kind of like just a stream of happenstance, and then you don't exactly remember when each thing was. But that's only when all of those events essentially are optional. They're all there was no set form of how the payment had to be paid back. So therefore, there's no specific point of memory about it. And but if it's something that he had to do in front of Adam, so then if it's Rami Alei, then he has a certain amount of anticipation, a certain amount of relief, a certain amount of fulfillment. That's a verified claim. And if he makes a statement about something that was incumbent upon him, then we say he couldn't have misremembered a unique event. You know, there has to be a certain uniqueness and differentiation of the event versus the accompanying circumstance. So we say, look, you basically remember the event. We believe you remember the event, and the circumstances are kind of cloudy. So if there's no intrinsic, if the payment is the same on the terms of the agreement with or without Adam, then you basically remember the payment. And then you're confusing about the side issue. You're just simply not, it wasn't important. And therefore, it's not a definitive statement. But if the payment had to be with Adam, then that's part of the event. Let's think about it. I don't want to overdo it. But basically, Rashi puts it on the Baldin. So take a look at Rabbeinu Hanano. So Rabbeinu Hanano says, "Ahu, yeah." He says, "Ahu Amale the Chavre Havli Meizuzi." Write the whole story, and then he says, "Koma im Yiton Achakaf Sheparati Inonem." So of course he has to make another claim that he paid back. Rava Omar Kol Milsi Glo Rami Ale De Inish Lava Daiti Pirush HaEdim. And I believe that's the way the Rambam formulates it. Take a look at the halacha in the Rambam. Yeah, he says basically, the Rava just says whatever a person is not incumbent upon you, you don't remember. So Rashi learns is talking about the guy who paid back without thinking about it, because he didn't have to pay with Adam. But Rabbeinu Hanano learns something about the Adam. So it'd have to be a case where you didn't say, Well, you didn't make a pronouncement. Atenei. It would seem so. It would seem so.
You're a witness. Remember, you witnessed it.
No, you didn't seem like you didn't do that. You should say, I remember these two guys were there.
I don't know. It's a good question. Rambam says, "Mona hilvi sicha v'hu biyadcha v'hu v'omer lo hanitan halo parasicha v'nei ploni ploni uba ploni ploni v'amru lo hayidvar me'olam lo hachlekafren she'ena edim zochrim ela davar sheheim edim bo." The Rambam sounds like he's learning. I just said I did it in front of these guys.
You didn't set them up as me.
Right. He says, "Kiyotzibo, tainly manish of visicha ba'ata b'tzad omud ploni." Omar hanitan lo amati b'tzad omud zemei olam. So it's like your case. The guy says, "Give me the money I lent you when you were by this pillar." The guy says, "I'll never buy that pillar." And Adam come and say, "Boy, Adam she omad. He's not a kafron. Shein adam ma'isem daito l'dvarim she'ein ba'en mamish." Liar. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
1 second, Danny, I cut you up. Did you have something? Yeah, take a look in the Rashba, just on the something you mentioned that maybe the way he's saying it means it's not so serious. That. So he says, Yesh Misha Tirates the Hassan, but Omer Parasicha Peponi Ploni. Because some want to say, or jumping the gun, because he's comparing the two sugyas already, but some want to say in this case, he's not saying a definitive statement. He's just mentioning a possibility. Maybe, I think I paid you back in front of Tony and Tony. And that's why he's not Hilchos Kafron. He says, but that's wrong. Ze eino. De loshon ze eino kemesha mistapik ela adraba kimatmina. Hey, man. He says he has a lot of cases in tomorrow. Okay, whatever. He has other cases in Shas that when they use this lashon of Tamiya and the lashon of Shas is not a suffix. It's more like astounding that you're even making the claim. Okay, so he doesn't like that that derech. But it's an interesting question. What's the machlokas? What's the basic idea between Rava and Rav Sheshas? And what's the machlokas of Rashi and Rabbi Yochanan? Yeah, I see. I mean, just to get back to like the Dani's question about they're making a definitive statement. If you recall, we went over in the beginning of the year, I think, that the Rambam says, like, for instance, the guy makes a Shavua, and he's wrong, he's an Anus. We consider the guy an Anus. The guy makes a Shavua, and then he says, oh, yeah, I forgot. He's an Anus. He's not a Shogeg. At that moment, he was really sure that that was true. Right? So the only question is, so therefore saying he was this guy was 100% sure at the time that he said it. That's why he said it. Okay. The only thing is to be huchsak a kafron has to be that it's something that a guy could not make a mistake about. Right? And we're basically saying unless there was some focus of these circumstances at that time, it's a fact that he could honestly be in error about. Right. I mean that's why you have all of these procedures for the solemnity of the occasion, as they say. Right? You don't want legal things to be taken casually. You have to have some kind of circumstance to memorialize it. Right. You want it to be Romeo and Asher. You want it to be Romeo. You want it to be in everything, even in legal matters. You know, you want it to be to have some kind of impact, right? So basically saying if the payment is the only thing that matters, and the circumstances are just circumstances, it is possible that a person could be mistakenly convinced about an error in the circumstance without without indicating that he's lying about the event. The only time you'll say that is if the circumstances were essential to the event. Then you say, well, the guy couldn't have mistaken an essential thing, so he must be lying. But if the whole thing is just secondary, then we can't. No, the only way to prove him a liar is if you can say that it's not just that he is convinced about a mistaken memory, but that he couldn't be convinced about a mistaken memory. So the only way you can say that is if it's something that's not subject to this mistake. But he's basically saying all types of all types of non-essential elements people are mistaken about all the time.
Shouldn't we then exclude them from being edim on these things?
Lawyers always say that eyewitness testimony is the most unreliable testimony that there is. People are always convinced about things about false things all the time. In other words, your mind is going to, I think Joseph is right. That's the way it works. You have a certain event. Your memory is good about that which is significant, and then you fill in details. But, so therefore he's saying, the statement of, the only thing you can attach absolute truth to is the essential idea of the payment. And therefore the only thing you can make him a kafron on is that which he's asserting as the absolute truth. But things that are just fill-ins are not an assertion of absolute truth. That just is a mechanism of his memory. So how would you define the machlokas, though? Or we have two choices. The machlokas of Shashis and Rava, or the machlokas of Bein Hanano and Rashi. Yeah, the Rav has something on the machlokas Rambam and Bein Hanano. So he says like this. He says, what? I'm sorry, Rashi and Rambam, or Rashi and Bein Hanano, right? He says like this. Says Kol Milsad Lo Romi Ale the Inish Lava Daite. So he says, what does that mean? What does that mean? What does it mean that anything a person doesn't think about is that's not on him is not he's not aware of, right? Kol Milsad Lo Romi Ale the Inish Lava Daite. He's not aware of it, and therefore he'll be subject to filling in the. That information from fragments of memory. Yeah, so how could you define that statement? And he says there's two ways to interpret that statement. What do you say? Good question. Two ways to interpret that statement. I think we kind of spoke it out. What do you say? How would you put it definitively? All right, so there's one way is like we've been discussing it. It's like a psychological fact. That an umdana of the significance of the is an umdana of assessing the person's state of mind and those pieces of information that we can hold them to and those that we can't. We can only hold them to the things that are rami alei, things that are significant to him, but you can't hold them to the insignificant thing. And even though he says about them something wrong, that doesn't undermine his credibility as a on the overall matter. That's one way to say it. What's the other way to say it? That's a statement about people, right? The other way to say it is a statement about the case. I think that's what you were saying initially, right? Meaning to say things that are not significant to the din are not part of the edus of the din. In other words, they're not the things that are not significant He says, because you can interpret it two ways. One is Ta'a Bidvara of Kilo Zachar Dvar Mishkinayim, Ki'ilu Ta'an Ta'a Nosa of the base Ka'elim. The one way is Kipshita, that a person, when he's towing his words, right? I'm sorry, when he makes a mistake, that he doesn't remember things that are Shilayim, like, you know, bottom things, right? Yeah. Ki'ilu, like these things. Right, so that happens. That's an honest mistake. Those are honest mistakes. The second way is dvarim stadiim ka'elu ena mitzarfin al pi din leetzem tainos baldin ulechein af teshiker lo nahape frios b'kach puch b'kachren al pi din. So you can go the psychological route, or you can go halachic route. Interesting. You can either say it's a statement about. It's an assessment of manliness and an assessment of credibility. And we can't assess credibility on things that are not significant. The other way is, no, it has to do with what's considered to be mitzarev with the taina. What's essentially is his taina, and only the essential things are the taina. All the other things are like Moshe was saying. It's like the color of the, it's like if it was raining or clear that day. They're not part of the claim. They're not part of the claim. Yeah, it's not even part of the testimony. So he wants to say with that, you want to say with that chakira, you can explain the difference between Rashi and Grand Tana. So according to Rashi, he's learning the first that it's in terms of the guy's own veracity, what type of a toss could it be? But you can't say about Edom, it's hard to say about Edom that they are going to be taught. Because that's the whole mahus, is to give over Edus. So it's hard to say that Edom don't know what they're saying. That's what they are. For the guy, it's significant because it's a question of whether he paid back or not. So he was debt or the burden, whatever. He lifted it up. But for the Aden, they're just witnessing me. Everything was the same. The harder claim is hard to say. There's no distinction of significance. Right.
Something to you.
Yeah. But that's it. We say the Aden. But if you're going to learn, it's a Aden in terms of what's part of the Taina, then you can say that. The things that are not essential to the claim are like dvarim shel mabekach, and therefore they're not considered part of the taina and not subject to edus at all. And therefore, even though they make the the fact that he says it was in front of Edim, so he says so. Therefore, you can say that the Edim, yeah, it's going to be a school we will cover. Now you're going to learn that. Exactly. Basically.
Yeah, but then how are you ever accepting it? How you ever, if these are not matters of either edus or reliability, then you're stuck in a little bit of a trap of looking to someone as a source of that information if it's not material intrinsically.
He said, one thing. He says, V'hine bibir kol milsa, lo romile nishlava daite, kinesh rashi shalo v'tol and parati. Right. But the Rambam says, "Lo hooks a kafram sheina edim zochum ela davar shehim edim." Now, what does he mean by that? The pole minolam lomar she edim inam zochum. How can you say the Rambam? How does Rambam get the idea that the edim don't remember? Hare kro mole divra kasa vapi shneim edim yakum davar. So what do you mean Aiden don't remember? The whole Torah is says Aiden remember. The near Shafokum Rashi Ram the Fakir Rosini. Rashi Havas a Gamar Kipshuta. Jalova Shokha Hadovar Vishayat Lomarka Rakanugela Bal Hadovar Atki. Right? Meida Khalib the Rambam Nikbakan Halok. The Hainu, the Dvarm Stadium, Enam Alpi Din, Migufo Shel Din Torah. I could say, I'll tell you. Shedvarms dadiyim, side things, enam alpidin, migufo shaladin, Torah basic. Halachically, they're not part of the Din Torah and Beis. Ubehesam, so now it corresponds to this. Ah, ein dvarim ha'elu nitfasim b'chalos din edus. Not even part of the edus. It still is hard to push that into the realm. Now. He says, therefore, you can say what? Even people, even to her naked, don't remember. That's what basically we're going to say. He has a point about it.
I'm not
going to tell you what. I'll read you the Rambam again. What's interesting is the Rambam says two things. Right? He says, this, by the way, is in Toin V'Nitan Vav Dalit. So he goes like this: Mon hil v'sifa v'hu li biyadcha. V'amar lo anitan v'lo parasicha b'fnei ploni uploni. So the Nitan says, didn't I pay you already in front of so and so? Ubo ploni uploni v'amru lo hayadvam le'olam lo huchsa kafron she'ein ha'edim zochrin ela davar she'ein edim bo.
Oh, right, it's not kind of circular. I mean, they're only
aided. No, he means appointed. He means designated. They're told you guys are witnessing, where there's an awareness that this is something you're observing and reporting on. That's what he means. He means if they had a haloshim aid him to, in order to be reliable.
So you're saying, but that's not the way the rabbi's going. That's not the way they're going.
Well,
like he's saying, right?
Right. Because what are Adam? He's using Adam in two different sentences, same sentence. But he's just contradicting himself. The Adam don't remember unless they're Adam. But you just said they're Adam.
Yes.
So they do remember.
Yes.
So what's the thing?
I'm telling you, people see something happen.
So let's finish Ram, because Ram is tying this halacha to the next to another halacha. He says, "Kayotze bo," in a similar manner, "Tainli mona." It's the end of halacha dal. Shehil v'sicha v'ata b'tzad amr ploni. So the Malva says, "Give me the loan that I lent you when you were standing next to this pillar." Okay, and then he says, "I never stood by that pillar in my life." Okay. That's what the Lova says. Basically, I never took out the loan. I never borrowed from you, and I never stood by that pillar. Okay, now if he would have said I never borrowed from you, he would have been okay. Right? If he would have said I never borrowed from you, he would have been okay. You see? Good? That's all the facts. So the guy says, give me the money I lent you at the pillar, and he said I never borrowed money from you, he'd be putter, 100%. Hold on. The only thing is, the idiot said, "I never stood by that pillar in my life." It's like O.J. Simpson when they had the footprints of the Bruno Mali shoes. I would never wear those ugly shoes. Then they had a picture of him wearing the shoes. Okay, so he said, "I never stood by that pillar in my life." Ubo Adim she'omad. The Adim don't testify that he took the loan. They just testify that he has been by that pillar before.
Frequenting that
they saw him.
Yeah, but those are contra. Those are different. Those are impeachment witnesses. I mean, there's a different character.
So he says he's not Huchzak Kaplan. We don't say, he lied about standing next to that pillar. So he must have taken that loan. The She'ein Adam Masim Daito Lidvarm She'ein Ben Mamish. What's interesting is the Ram is tying the first case and second. First case is about the Edom being believed. And the second case is we're believing the Edom. Right? That's the funny thing. We're not believing the Edom. Why you say maybe they're wrong? I don't know. The whole thing is She'ein Adam Masim Daito Ludvarm She'ein Ben Mamash.
So there is.
So they're saying we believe, we'll believe the Edom, right? Or even if we believe the Edom, right? He's not considered a kafir because standing next to an Amr is a Dharam Shembo Mamash. Is that what he's saying?
Something like Rashi.
That's right. So what's interesting, he's tying the two together. What's the comparison? So the Rav is saying, the Rav is saying it's like a halachic determination. Right? That's what he wants to say. Isn't that the way he's saying it? He's saying, don't take the Rav's lashon as seriously as it counts. Right, I'll read you again what he says.
Wait a second.
Yeah, he's saying, what does the Rambam mean when he says that? He means to say that things that are not essential are simply not part of the din. Therefore, there's no halacha of leaving Edom. That's the way he's learning. You know what I mean? And so too, when the guy says, I was never by this pillar, that's Dvarim Shein Bo Mamash. What do you mean Shein Bo Mamash? It could be very important. I don't know. But he means in terms of the question of whether he took out a loan as an angel match. It simply has no, it doesn't have any reality in part of his time. It's a version of a mamish, and therefore we say they are not, because they're angel mamish, they lose the credibility of, they lose the idea that they're considered part of his time. If anything is part of the time, is going to be he's going to be held to. And anything that Edom say that's part of the din, they have to be believed in. So he's saying, since he didn't have to pay him back with Edom, Edus of the Halva is not part of the din. So it's just a secondary thing.
So it would work the other way. He says he was there, he says, yeah,
that's what they said.
That's
all they said. Oh, wait, which
case? They affirm it. It shouldn't matter. It shouldn't help him either.
Well, take a normal case where the guy says
he doesn't need help. He says he paid. Oh, you mean say, but what's the difference? They're still saying he didn't pay. What's the difference?
No, they don't know anything about that. That doesn't help. That doesn't matter.
Yeah,
about
the actual case.
It was, right. It was just in terms of the way in the machine. It was just the way he's putting it. He's saying like this: Aliba de Rambam Mikva Kan Halacha. Not an assessment of psychology, even though the Rambam says. That's what I find interesting. Even though the Rambam, even though the Lashon Rambam is Ein Ha'edim Zochrim El Davar Shehim Edim Bo, he's saying that's a halacha thing. That's our Lachit statement. He says, "Hainu shedvarim sidadim enam al pi din migufo shel hadin Torah v'benistim." If that is kashto, he says, "How could you say he didn't remember things? That's a krum mole, dibur akosiv al pi shnayim edim yachum bo." So the pasuk says they do know. You're saying they don't know. He says, "No, that din of saying they know only applies on things that are part of the essence of the claim." The essence of the case. But since this Din Torah, he could win the Din Torah without them. It's not part of the Din Torah. It's not part of the essential Din Torah. So therefore, Ein HaDvar Ma'elim Mitfosim B'chalos Din Edus. And now that they don't have a Chalos Din Edus, that's what the Rambam is saying. Varm Stadim don't have a Shein Edus, and therefore we can negate them.
So ambiguous. I don't think you're
going to
have, but
if you're going to
always remember.
And the Rambam and Rambam are very good in terms of machlokas. It makes the machlokas much easier, right? Because that's essentially the question: Do we say that they have a shame edus on things that are tzedakim, right? For Rashi, it's going to be a harder machlokas, like a machlokas in the psychology of what people remember and what people don't remember. But for the Rambam, it's a halakha question. Do we have the, what's the Shein Edus? Well, it's interesting. That gets down to the questions we were talking about, Yosef. Does Aiden just show up and testify? It's not so simple that they're we don't take the testimony. Unless it's something that has unless according to this, unless it's something that's essential. And we've seen from yesterday, unless it's part of time. But it is funny in the second case of the Kriyotzi, but he doesn't knock out the Aiden and knocks out the why is he saying the Kriyotzi bow? Yeah, that the Aiden don't have any knowledge. It is funny, the Kiyotzi bow. Right? For some reason, he says the Aiden come and say he was there. Somehow or other, that's the Aiden, I believe. But he's not a Kafron because we say he didn't think about it.
He's just showing that it's possible that it's not. It's possible to go out. In other words, if you had an impossibility.
The difference obviously is in the first case, the Adam is saying something didn't happen. Right? The second case is saying something did happen. Right? So we don't think that they made a false. Apparently, we're not going to say they have false, but they have a false. Interesting. I don't know. Well, the difference between saying that they don't remember something, now they think that it didn't happen. Let's think about that for a minute. The first case is the guy says, I paid you back from Pony and Ploning, and Pony and Ploning come in and say it didn't happen. Right? So he says he's not hooked to a conference because the Aiden don't remember. The Aiden don't remember. Second case is he says, and similarly, if the guy says, I was never at that pillar, and the Aiden say he was. I guess you're never going to say the Adam made up something. That's a little funny, yeah?
I say the Adam are
up. How do you remember something?
Right. That's making it up. The subject to forget. But he, yeah. Or you say he forgot because it wasn't significant. So it's not exactly the same thing like it was exactly, I guess.
Yeah, people forget that something happened. The fact is,
it sounds like he's saying a fact will always take their word on, no? They'll always take their word on a fact.
Right,
but for them to negate a fact, it has to be part of the case. It's a little funny, no?
They don't say.
I mean, for the Rav's way of learning, it's not so good because the testimony about the guy standing at the pillar should just be negated because it's not part of the case. Right? The Rav is saying it is part of the case. The only thing is, we can't call him a kafron because for him it wasn't. It sounds like he didn't know. Or you'll say the other way. I mean, I don't know. The Rav's idea is nice, but I find it's difficult to work it out through the rest of the law. It seems more Mustava, like we were saying in the beginning, that and the Rashba kind of, I think, supports this learning, that the difference is whether he appointed them or not, or whether they just happened to see it. So he says...
They just now stand by the pillar. Part of the point.
No, in other words, we'll always say that. In other words, let's think of it. As he says, he quotes the Balamor. The Rashba quotes the Balamor. He says, "Harav Balamor Kosam," that. This is a steer. In the Gemara Bava Basha, you'll see it. The Gemara Bava Basha says basically, if the guy says, I paid in front of Ploni and Ploni, he's held to that. And if Ploni and Ploni can't back him up, he's going to have to pay. So, whereas over here, we say, we discount the fact that Ploni and Ploni say they're paying. So the Bala, so the question is, how do you even chag the sigis? So the Balamor says that over there means where he said, Ploni, bifne Ploni, porasicha, vehem maditim edim. I made them Edom. I stood them as Edom. Hilkach ba'Edom shenizdamnu leheyed ein omrim shehalove. Oh, ha'Edom ishtalu. Hashta. V'lo ramu anashayim. No, it's definitely not. Because the Gemara says that. It's not a case. So he says, there must be a case where the guy said, be my witnesses. That's his claim. That you can't say anyone forgot. But hacha b'shelo his minam le'edem. U'b'hachi ha'efshe hashta ishtalu v'lav adai tayu. That's how you'd have to interpret the Ram Ovir, meaning she'ein edim zochem el davar she'im edim bo, meaning what? They're kosher edim, but unless you were mazmin them as edim, we could say that it was ishtalo, they forgot. But you're never going to say about a fact that they misremembered. If they say we saw him by a pillar, that's not subject to that doesn't require his minan. Every fact that they offer is a fact. And the thing is, if they say they don't remember, that's the, they say, well, it's possible to say they don't remember something that wasn't made a point that they should remember, or they weren't kavua as edim on this. But the things that they were kavua on is different. I have to say, I mean, I love the way the Rav puts it, but I have to say, seems more like this.
Just another.
Okay, this is like the way the Rav phrases it, because see, I think maybe that indicates his problem over here with Rashi's way of learning. He can't say that paying in front of Edom is a davar shein b'mamash. You know what I'm saying? You could say which pillar he was standing in front of is davar shein b'mamash, because it's absolutely unrelated to the hischayvus. But it's hard to say paying back in front of Edom is shein b'mamash. I mean, it might not be necessary, but it definitely is mamash. So.
It gets him out of a Shavuos Hases. Wouldn't it have a consequence for a Shavuos Hases? He wouldn't be, you wouldn't have to be Nishba Hases if he has Edom that he paid?
For sure, right. Correct. I mean, it has some effect. Right, exactly, it's true. So the Ram doesn't want to learn that it's, the Ram is saying it has to be, the only thing I will say, it's, he doesn't use the phrase "milsid lo romi adaiti," but he's saying if it's part of, if it's significant to the case, then you can't say that it's like a frivolous detail. Frivolous detail, like Aaron is saying, this would have an impact on the din. He would not take a shul.
Sounds like in the second case, it's really like the reason why.
Yeah. Then you have to say, so why is there Avis not cast, not the thing to live? Because it's a lack in them. And their Avis is not essential to the underlying them.
You don't have to go.